1-800-259-5791. That is toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you. The archives are there. Months of them. 8 months of the show, fully archived and described on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's no games. You just go get them for free at freetalklive.com.
Now, who does that for you? How many other talk shows give you a free archive?
I don't know of any.
I don't either.
There used to be, I think the Phil Hendry show, he used to give you like 5 days free.
Just try it out.
Kind just of to kind of, you know, taste the water sort of thing, test the waters. But they stopped doing that.
I see.
Yeah.
Free
so
talk live.
What's that? I'd like to know of some. I mean, if there is somebody out there, I'd like to know who our competition is, but... As of right now.
We're not going to plug them, though.
No.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, as always, we've got a full load of stuff to talk about tonight. I am over-prepped, got way too much. But we're not even going to start with my prep, because, man, what you had something about some sneaky police tactics. What's going on?
Well, looks like in New York City, they're putting the police undercover in covert surveillance. It's apparently in the last 16 months, people protesting the Iraq war, bicycle riders taking part in mass rallies, and even mourners at a street vigil for a cyclist killed in an accident, a series of videotape shows. In glimpses and in glaring detail, the videotape images reveal the robust presence of disguised officers or others working with them at 7 public gatherings since 2004. The officers hoist protest signs. Get this. They hoist protest signs. They hold flowers with the mourners.
They're blending in.
Yeah, they ride bicycles at the event, at the vigil for the cyclist. An officer in biking gear wore a button that said, "I'm a shameless agitator." She also carried a camera and a video tape, the roughly 15 people present.
Mm.
So, I don't know. It's creepy.
Yeah? Yeah, it is. I guess their intention is to sort of catch the terrorists, presuming that there's going to be terrorists milling about through the peaceniks.
Which I love the example. Now, if you talk to somebody about what is a terrorist, generally they're going to say, they're going to allude to Islamic radicals, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. But here's what this points out clearly, that the reason you can't give government too much power is they'll use it whenever they can. They're at a street vigil for a guy who was killed in traffic.
Yeah.
You understand? They consider all of these people potential terrorists. Mourners at
right.
a street vigil. People who are, protesting against the government. They consider those people terrorists, or potential terrorists, certainly.
I think this actually ties in with some news that I don't think we really reported much on, but there was also news, I guess, that this is happening more at a national level with the FBI actually
yeah.
spying on peace groups and that sort of thing.
I love that one, too.
Gathering information, creating databases on the individuals that are involved in these activities. Anybody who's dissenting against the state, basically, against the status quo,
yep.
is being having information collected.
They actually had FBI agents at a gay kiss-in in San Francisco to protest the gay marriage crap that's going on.
Wow.
I mean, a kiss-in. Men kissing. Stuff.
You could say what you want about protecting people. You can say what you want about, we need to be vigilant, we need to keep an eye on these people. But my problem is, it's something we're all paying for. Look, if you want to voluntarily go and join a local peace group to keep an eye on them because you're really concerned that the flower-waving protesters are going to... blow some stuff up at some point. And by the way, I've hung out with these people before. Okay, I know who the peace people are. I've been around Green Party members, for instance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been around this crowd.
Red Party.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they're pretty harmless people.
They are.
They're not like Stalin or anybody like that or
no.
Karl Marx. They may believe in all that stuff, but they just like to smoke pot and kick back and listen to their hippie music.
Right.
And that's fine. You know, they're not hurting anybody, and I've never met a single one of them that I would ever even consider who would be violent. And I would certainly not, couldn't imagine that, like, maybe the FBI and New York City Police Department is imagining that this is fertile recruiting grounds for terrorists. Maybe they think that some terrorist is going to come into a peacenik protest and start actually chatting people up and trying to get them into his little, what do they call them, cell?
Cell.
Trying to get them into the cells. That's not how you recruit new terrorists. I'm sorry. And if there was somebody like that that was milling about at a peace protest, I don't think that the peace people would take too kindly to that poor kind of person.
I mean, I don't know about you, but personally, I'm sure that the government would consider me a pretty radical guy with my opinions, and my dissent towards
consider me an enemy of the state.
A current administration. But if somebody was talking to me about, hey, you know, I'm a terrorist and I'd like you to be a terrorist too. As a matter of fact, we're going to blow up some buildings. I would seriously consider turning them into the authorities.
I would consider
turning them in.
If I was at a peace protest, and I've been at them before, and somebody came up to me and started saying stuff like that to me, I'd think they were the cop.
Well, in all likelihood.
Absolutely. That's the kind of stuff those guys do, you know? They want to act like they're the terrorist. That way they can find somebody who's interested in being a terrorist and bust them. Right?
It's a lot easier than actually finding the terrorist is to find people who are potential terrorists.
And then set up more surveillance on them and spend more man hours and dozens and hundreds of thousands of dollars on all of this investigation, which is going to bring us nothing. Now, of course, George Bush and Dick Cheney and all their people are saying this is keeping us safe. I saw a quote from Dick Cheney the other day about all this NSA spying that's going on. He said something like, what, you don't think that we haven't been attacked by accident, do you?
You know, what they fail to see here is the government was set up with checks and balances. The intent is to keep this kind of thing from happening, or at least that all of the government is in accord on it. You know, the legislative branch has passed laws that saying it's so.
Right.
The executive branch enacts
number of steps,
and then the judicial branch then decides whether or not it's constitutional.
Right.
It seems like a long stretch to me to say that it's constitutional.
Bush administration
ignores
step over all that.
Checks and balances.
Right.
Which is a huge part of our Constitution.
Secondly, only that, they're ignoring the checks and balances, and they're shrugging their shoulders in public and saying, it's legal.
Yep.
Secondly.
And this is where Americans get lazy. Sorry, that's exactly what it is. It's laziness. You want the government to protect you in this particular area. Well, in my neighborhood, the one I previously lived in, the current neighborhood, I am not part of the neighborhood watch, but it's only because, well, I'm busy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was previously a member of the neighborhood watch. I took my nightly constitutional. I'd go out and walk a couple of miles, and in the process of walking, I'd take my cell phone, and if I saw any suspicious activity, which I guess I saw once, I called the neighborhood watch guy, and he'd come out there and take a look, too. So, you know, I mean, that's the way citizens can police themselves.
Absolutely.
So when you say that you want to check on, you know, the peaceniks and see if they're planning to bomb some building?
Go hang out with them.
Yeah.
Go build some rapport with them. Spend some time with them, and you'll find out that they're not very dangerous at all.
No.
Here's some more anti-terror news for you, Manwich. Did you know the state of Ohio is going to pass its own Patriot Act?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's actually going to be probably the toughest terrorism bill in the entire country. This lengthy piece of legislation, which is sitting on the governor's desk right now to be signed, is going to make it so... One of the things in this thing is going to make it so the police can arrest people in public places who will not give their names, address, and birth dates, even if they're not doing anything wrong.
Wow.
So that means that the cops that are attending these protests, for instance, will be able to say to somebody, I'm a police officer, what's your name, address, and birth date? And if they don't give them any of that information, which you should have the freedom not to speak in America, then they'll be arrested. And people support this stuff. So un-American. So disgusting. I want to hear from you. What do you think? 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. 1-800-259-5791. On the way, we got news about a new video game bill.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It is the Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, big news, Manwich.
What's that?
We're going to be expanding our Saturday show.
That is big news. I know you're very happy about that.
I am happy about that. Of course, it's our most...
I kind
of
like the 8 to 10 slot, but, you know, I know that...
Well,
real
you don't have to have the airtime if you don't want it. I'm sure I can find somebody else to come in and be on a nationally syndicated radio show.
I'm sure that many of our listeners would beat a path to your door.
Indeed. So, starting on, not this Saturday, not the following Saturday... But Saturday the 7th, Saturday the first Saturday in the new year, we'll be expanding our Saturday show to 3 hours from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time at night.
That's kind of nice.
Exciting news. 800-259-5791, and let's go to... Okay, you had an update for us.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I wanted to mention this. It's the in the Jose Padilla case, there's been a ruling, and apparently the appeals court has refused to allow the federal government to transfer him from military custody to civilian custody. Essentially, let me break it down real quick. I can do it very quickly.
Right.
He wants to go. They want to take him from military custody to civilian custody in order to start his case all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's been three years.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
Since he was picked up. And the Supreme Court is soon going to rule on it, and they don't think that their chances are very good. So this way they could keep him for another 3.5 years, and by that time Bush is out of office, and it's all just, you know, basically blown
over.
Who cares? Now they've been handed a defeat there. The Bush administration has been handed a defeat there, and hopefully Jose Padilla's case will be heard by the Supreme Court, and hopefully they will find that you just can't pick up people and hold them indefinitely, whether they're citizens, especially non-citizens. I mean, you know, we all have the rights.
When is this going to the Supreme Court? Didn't we report that it was going to be in September or something like that?
Maybe
a little while.
Something that happened in last September, not this September. It could be in the Supreme Court before that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So this judge's decision has made it so Jose Padilla's case stays on the track that it's on, and will possibly go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
All right.
To the Supreme Court whether or not they're going to hear it.
That's true, and we will find out. And, of course, when we do, we'll bring you all the information here. You can chime in with us, 800-259-5791, and bring up anything you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. And whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. However, people who are listening live actually got the news about the Saturday show first because it just happened, like, a couple hours before the show, and I didn't have time to send out an update. So if you're listening live, sometimes you get the scoop, which is the way it should be. But otherwise, if it's in the middle of the night, you might be the first person to know of news about Free Talk Live if you're on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com and signing up. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the email box, man, which we got lots of good articles. We've got lots of good issues in the news tonight. But at the same time, we got good emails, too. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from one of our younger listeners. It says, "Don't go too harsh. I'm just a kid." From Chris. "Just some libertarian-ish questions that I wasn't too sure of. Number one, can a child have rights?"
Well, I would say that a child does have rights.
I would say that if there are such a thing as rights, and this is something we talked about last night, and I'm not convinced that there are necessarily. I think there probably should be. I think they're a nice idea. I think that everybody should act as though there are rights.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, children should absolutely have rights. Number two, how old do you guys call an adult?
I personally call an adult to be 18 years old, and I'm really suspicious of that age, too.
Why?
Well, I just don't think that...
Should it be higher?
The age of majority or adulthood?
Adulthood.
I think that adulthood is, in fact, 34 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
And, so what does that make me, a kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Young whippersnapper?
You're a hothead, man.
Oh, coincidentally, you're 34 years old.
Yes, I am.
So, this year, will adult go to 35 in your mind?
It could. It could very well. I've always said that I consider 34 to be adulthood.
Yeah, right.
No, I really have.
Why 34?
Because
What a strange number.
A wise man that I knew in high school told me that he believed through years of empirical evidence that, in fact, 34 years old was adulthood. It has stuck with me, and I thought it was funny. So I've always, you know, kind of picked it. Because it's so out of mainstream.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Okay. Well, my answer to that question is I think you're an adult when you've emancipated yourself from the control of your parents. When you've decided that you're ready to be an adult. When you have moved out of the house. That's it. I think that's the real step towards adulthood. And I think it can happen at 14, 18, 24, 30, because we've got adult children in this country that are still living with their parents and have never moved out of their parents' houses. I don't consider them adults.
I'd have to take some umbrage with that. The moving out and living on your own phenomena is mostly American. If you go to other countries... Uh-huh.
Well, they have arranged marriages and things like that in other countries.
No. I'm not even talking about countries that are that far. I don't want to use the term regressed, but, you know, that do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about European countries. Many of them continue to, you know, they live upstairs, the parents live down, they have their families.
That's because, one of the reasons why that happens, and it happens here, too, is because European countries are so impoverished as a result of them not having as many freedoms as we do here. Now, we're becoming more and more like that, so more people are more likely to stay home with their parents simply because it's a more comfortable living arrangement. More people are more likely to move in together with multiple people, for instance. Instead of just living alone, you might have to live with two or three people in order to actually make all the payments on time, in order to keep the utilities turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sign of how it is that we're losing wealth in this country as a result of the government taxing us so much. If it weren't for the government taking 50% of everybody's money, then people wouldn't have to stay at home as long.
But
that's what's going on in Europe.
It's still cultural. Let's
possibly.
It's still cultural because...
Well, that's how you're an adult in America, in my opinion.
You have to be able to. I guess that's what it is. You have to be able to pay your own bills and live on your own. Not, in fact, that you are.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You have rules to live by.
Let me say this. In regards to this whole being able to thing, you can still be able to live on your own, but still be a mama's boy and stay home and let mama take care of you. You're not an adult in that case. If you're living with your parents and, for instance, you're taking care of them or you're paying them rent in order to live there and you have more of a adult agreement with your parents, I think that I would respect more as a move to adulthood than somebody who's 24 years old and still living at home with mommy and following all of mommy's rules and that sort of thing.
Hmm.
Would you agree with me there?
You know, I think that there's some gray area here, but I think we're hitting on some of the points.
Okay. Moving on, he says, number three, has anybody ever been fired from or left Free Talk Live? And the answer to that is nobody's ever been fired.
Yes, I have.
Well, what do you mean?
Wes Mateka said, well, Manwich, how do you like apples?
Yeah.
I said, I like apples just fine. And he said, you're fired. How about them apples?
That was your old sales manager back at Clear Channel.
Yeah. And a great guy, by the way. And he had given me the option to be the local sales manager of the radio station on which Free Talk Live was being broadcast at the time.
But I wasn't in control of that. See,
but that doesn't mean they weren't fired.
That was back when I wasn't in control of the whole situation.
Right.
Like, I had created Free Talk Live, but we were doing it at the Clear Channel station.
Right.
They just simply said, man, would you have to go, or either take this new job or you go.
Right.
And so you went, and that meant that you couldn't come back on the air with us until we finally got fired from Clear Channel.
Yes. So Free Talk Live both of us have been fired from Free Talk Live.
And there have been a variety of co-hosts over the years. In fact, if you go and listen to our first show, which we've actually posted on our website at freetalklive.com, you can hear Mike, who was one of our first co-hosts on the show. And there's probably been at least five different co-hosts over time, but none of them have ever been fired. They've just all left due to circumstance, and people move along. I mean, when you don't get paid for a job, some people don't want to stay. It's more Free Talk Live is coming up. You take control of the show, 800-259-5791.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Saturday show will be expanding an extra hour in the very first week of the new year, so be ready for that. It'll be expanding by 50%. Pretty cool news there. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streaming is there, including the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. So go take advantage of our website. It's all free, freetalklive.com. We were in the middle of an email from one of our younger listeners, Chris, and one of his questions was, what do you consider an adult, you know? What does it take to be an adult in our minds? And
right.
In my mind, and I like what you said, man, which you have to have the capability of living on your own. You don't necessarily have to be living on your own, although I think that's an important step. I don't think you truly are an adult until you've had to experience life by yourself.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, we go to the phones. We go to TSA George. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm listening to that, and like I said, I got to make an exception here with you, Ian. The whole thing, what if your parents are disabled? What if your old man's got Alzheimer's, for example?
That's different. Then you're taking care of your parents, and then your parents have become a burden on you instead of you being a burden on them.
I think that's difficult to pass by, like the society's censures, which is women in your case. Like if you say I live at home with my parents, but I take care of them.
Okay, we're back. Hold on.
Can you hear me, George?
I had another call from another line.
He's talking to one of his ladies. You should see him. I was looking at George's MySpace profile. He's got some hotties on his MySpace profile. You're the ladies' man, aren't you, George?
Oh yeah, thanks.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make. Is really what matters as far as men moving out of their house is women and getting and procuring of one or many.
Well, it's hard. You're saying it's hard to bring him home to mom's house.
It absolutely is, and it's hard. And they don't want to generally date a young man, and it depends on the age now that lives at home. Now, if you say yes, my parents, I take care of them, and I live at home. I'm 26.
Yeah.
It's a difficult story to buy.
But that might make them feel, I guess, kind of cozying up to you a little bit. Maybe they'll say, so sweet.
I don't think they'll believe you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't believe a 26-year-old. I would believe a 46-year-old that says that they live at home and take care of their parents. I wouldn't believe a 26-year-old.
Oh, well. Maybe you don't want a close-minded woman like that anyway.
Or Manwich.
George, any final thoughts for us?
I was reading the BBS thing, and what happened with that stoned owl in your town right there?
Oh, I don't know. There was some story, weird, one of those oddball stories about some people bought a Christmas tree, I guess, and they had it for, like, what, 2 weeks, and then they found an owl in there or something? It was
apparently
very strange.
The owl must have been delivered with the tree, and
right.
But I don't know if
what
they
was the
had
thing with the marijuana, though? What?
Well, the owl was stoned. But I don't know if it was. I'd heard that they thought that the owl could have been stoned outside the house. I don't know.
I heard that
strange.
The owl was just smelling of marijuana. I don't know if that meant that it was stoned.
According to the article, that thing was high as a kite.
Really?
Yeah, that was funny as hell.
That's funny.
I wonder why that is.
It probably flew over a burning marijuana farm or just ate something.
Maybe the trees were being shipped with marijuana.
Yeah,
I don't know, to cover up the scent. I don't know, George.
Well, anyway, with that, all I got to say is long live the slow penis.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. 5791. So we return to Chris's email. He has two more questions. His third question, by the way, was, has anybody been fired from Free Talk Live? Not technically from Free Talk Live. You were fired from Clear Channel, which affected your ability to be on Free Talk Live at that time.
I don't think that's so.
We then moved...
Because I wasn't actually working for Clear Channel either, if you'll recall. We were a subcontracted... Free Talk Live was subcontracted to fill that space, and I was told that I couldn't be on their air.
Yeah.
So I was pretty much fired from Free Talk Live,
yeah, but
not
Free Talk
by
Live,
you.
Free Talk Live isn't an entity that people can be fired from. It's a voluntary group. Everybody here is volunteering at this point. So you were just asked to leave. You weren't fired.
I was fired.
Number four, so if you libertarians came to power, what taxes would the people need to pay and how much? Well, man, which we're going to have different answers on this, so why don't you start?
Well, I believe in taxes on purchased goods, gasoline taxes for people to drive on the roads, excise taxes I can live with. I believe that the evilest form of taxes that there are is income taxes, where you have to report your stuff, give them all your name and all that other stuff. I prefer taxes where you don't have to divulge all that information. Mm-hmm. Tariffs, I don't really have much of a problem with. Now, I'm an incrementalist versus Ian, so I would like to see first the income tax done away with, and then we'll look at getting rid of the rest of these taxes. So, on to you.
I got to agree with doing away with the income tax, no doubt about it, but I would also say get rid of all of them. Of course, I'm not really a libertarian as much as I am a free marketeer. I used to be a libertarian, but I consider myself a free marketeer now, which means I don't think that there's anything that the government does that can't be replaced by some sort of free market counterpart, some sort of voluntary alternative organization. And so therefore, I don't want to come to power. I have no interest in attaining power over anybody. So his question is predicated on when we come to power. Well, libertarians, I think by nature, and I think all libertarians who are real libertarians, don't want to be in power over other people. Libertarians want to grant you back the power that you are supposed to have over your own life.
Right.
The power that you're supposed to be able to control your own actions so long as you don't infringe upon somebody else's rights or somebody else's freedoms. So libertarians, if they say they want to be in power, you better question them, because I don't think they're real libertarians if they want to be in power. Because if a libertarian takes office, like I remember Harry Brown's promises for his campaign when he was running as a libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, his first day in office, he had it outlined. He had it outlined what it was that he wanted to do, and it was just so exciting to read. For instance, he was talking about ripping pages out of the Federal Register. Now, the Federal Register is the book that all of the executive orders are transcribed to.
Executive orders, unconstitutional.
Executive orders is when the president says, I say this and this, and then they write it in the Federal Register, and it becomes law, basically. And so he would have torn pages out of the Federal Register. He would have pardoned all nonviolent drug offenders in federal prisons. I mean, those are just a couple of things. Ordered the troops removed from all the countries around the world. I mean, these are some of the things he would do before lunchtime on the first day. So if a real libertarian was to all of a sudden acquire power, his goal would be to eliminate his job, because we don't want to hold power over people. Finally, number five, he says, power corrupts, and how do you know this won't happen to you?
Well, just about libertarians real quick. I think that that's just to a small extent one of the problems that the libertarians have in, you know, seeing our stuff come to fruition, in that, you know, we want people to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of money and power inside of gaining power.
Right.
And we don't really want that. We want to give it back.
Exactly. And his last question here, power corrupts, how do you know this won't happen to you? Well, what you have to do is just look at the results. I mean, I can't guarantee you it won't happen to all the libertarians, but I would certainly think that, you know, the principled libertarians that I know of, like Harry Brown, like Michael Badnarik, like some of these people that are kind of the libertarian luminaries, so to speak, I wouldn't think that they would become corrupted. I mean, just based on their actions, based on what they've said, the only way to tell for sure is to pay attention and to keep up to date with what's going on in government, which is what most people don't bother to do.
I would personally believe anybody who labels themselves a libertarian, or most politicians that would label themselves libertarians, would be more trustworthy, to my mind, than, you know, the other two parties. And I'm not saying that libertarians
are
just
a general
just
rule,
a party,
that could be true. But if you don't pay attention, if you just kind of shrug it off and say, well, he's a libertarian, he must be more trustworthy.
True, but at the same time, you have to vote for the man, and you know that's where the integrity comes in voting.
1-800-259-5791. So the answer, Chris, is to get rid of the power, and then the corruption won't be an issue anymore. This is your show. You take control. Walt is on the way with tips on how to detect a terrorist. This should be interesting. It is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Please check out my new show on Genesis called The NutraMedical Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., a pro-life physician who's worked as a contract civilian doctor with highly classified companies and the U.S. military. We bring the facts to you about the vaccines, depleted uranium, Oklahoma City nukes, 9/11, New World Orleans, the national ID, and the coming American Hiroshima, and genetic weaponized avian flu pandemic. Listen and hear experts on functional wellness, nutraceuticals, and the best science-based health supplements. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world with me, Dr. Bill, at NutraMedical.com. I provide thousands of top-quality nutraceuticals with the best free learning center in America to evidence-based natural healing and truth about a Christian response to the New World Disorder. Again, listen to the NutraMedical Show on Genesis Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time only on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've noticed, we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com. The live streaming, the bulletin board system, the archives, all of it is on the house. And if you appreciate that, then register your appreciation by voting for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing. I believe we're currently ranked at number 5, the number 5 podcast in the world, down from number 1. We always start out the month with a bang. We always start out there at number 1, and then we just kind of slip down because we just don't have the... We get the momentum in the beginning, but it just doesn't stay with us.
We just don't have the juice. It just doesn't seem like we can get enough people to go vote.
We'll get there eventually. So we need you to go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and we really appreciate it. Because being in the top 10, we're number 5, brings us more listeners consistently, which means more people coming across the message of liberty and freedom, and that can only be a good thing. Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I've heard your conversation about this wonderful idea they have up in Ohio
Yeah.
And
the idea in Ohio is to make it so that you can just ask people for there's a state Patriot Act where the cops will be able to ask you for your identification, and if you don't provide it to them or if you don't even answer their questions, they can arrest you.
I wonder if those officers are also going to be equipped with Nazi insignias on their sleeve, you know, while they're at it.
Are you suggesting that's a Nazi tactic, Walt?
Well, it certainly sounds that way to me. I mean, you know, I gave almost half of my life to what I thought was my country, but obviously I was working for the globalists rather than my country. Because the Vietnam War and Desert Storm and all of that stuff, none of it was actually constitutional.
Nope.
And
bit of a shock to the system after the fact, isn't it, to find out that all that time and effort that you spent was just to simply support some old men in Washington as opposed to actually defending freedom?
Well, yeah, it is, and that's probably why I am a more ferocious pit bull than I ever was in the Marine Corps now.
Right.
You know, simply because today I will stand, I have a lot less tolerance for things that I would have stood for years ago.
Yeah.
Not only because I am mad because of what's going on in the country that I love, that I was born in, that I swore an oath to protect and defend from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And we've got some serious domestic enemies right now, don't we, Walt?
We certainly do. In fact, that leads me into what I was just going to say.
Yes, sir.
How to identify terrorists.
Okay, tell me.
Obviously, from your statement there about the Patriot Act in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
Terrorists can be, quite often, these fellas dressed in police uniforms, wearing dark sunglasses, walking up to your car with a, like, I'm cock of the walk type of stride.
Right.
And asking to see your driver's license. Then they want you to step out of your car and then want to search your vehicle. And when you say, no, we have a Fourth Amendment. No, we don't have a Fourth Amendment. That was back before 9-1-1.
Yeah, 9-1-1 changed everything.
What do you have to hide?
Right.
You know, well, here's my attitude about that. If you don't have anything to hide, why don't you just let them do a cavity search right there on the side of the
why
road?
Why not? Maybe that's coming soon, Walt.
You know, I mean,
draw some blood.
Yeah, you know, draw some blood, take some blood out of your arm,
sure.
Do a retina scan, do a full cavity, full body search there.
Why not just go down to the police department and spend an entire day of your life proving that you are who they claim to be, giving them DNA evidence and waiting for them to process it all, and then giving them your birth certificate. And I got to agree with you, Walt. I think we're going down that path, and we're going down it mighty quick, and it's really disturbing. But what's most disturbing is how it's not just the cops that are saying, do you have anything, or how do you, or what if you don't have anything to hide? It's the citizens.
That's,
it's the people in this country that are saying, well, how dare you refuse a search? Well, what, do you want us to get attacked by terrorists?
Those who will sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither and will get neither.
The problem is they're sacrificing our liberties by doing this. The American people that are bending over for these police searches are sacrificing everybody's liberty because we're all at risk because of it.
Also, another way to identify terrorists is these people in real fine silk or wool suits who identify themselves as Senate and Congress critters or
members of
George W.'s staff. Yes, black robes.
Right.
Those are quite obviously terrorists, I'll tell you.
I agree with you.
If they're going to, we're right on down to our city council folks.
Yeah.
You know, school boards, everything.
They all think they know what's better for our lives than
well,
we do.
You know, I'll tell you, if they really need to infiltrate something to find the terrorist, you know, then they really ought to look at who ordered the airplanes to stand down.
Yeah, there's definitely some interesting things there.
Minutes.
No doubt about it. Walt, I wish more people had the passion for liberty and freedom that you did. And I'm glad that even though it took you as long as it did to come on board the Liberty train, if you will, I'm glad that you're here with us. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. I mean, the guy has got passion oozing from him, and people love hearing from Walt.
Yeah.
They really do. We get compliments on Walt's call. It's
Major
amazing.
Walt.
Nobody compliments us anymore. All we get is compliments for Walt.
People have been calling me all kinds of names this week over the snow penis thing.
Well, so. You deserve it. 800-259-5791. Coming up, we do have the video game bill. They're looking at making it a misdemeanor, a federal misdemeanor, to sell violent video games to children. That's on the way. Plus, speaking of the snow penis, it's not over.
God, it's not over.
It will be over after tonight because we're going to cover every possible aspect. On the way, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the filter mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. And there you can plot yourself. It's a worldwide map. You can add your location. You can add your name, a photo of yourself, even a little phrase to go along with your entry. You can zoom around and find out who else in your area is listening to the show. It's pretty neat. You might encounter an old buddy of yours from college. One of our guys in Indianapolis did that. Found an old friend of his from 15 years ago. They hadn't talked in 15 years, and they were reunited because of the Free Talk Live listener map. Map.freetalklive.com. It's cool stuff.
Beautiful.
And it's free, of course. Let's go to the email box here, man, which coming up, we will get to the video game story about the new law that's being proposed by Hillary Clinton. This one from Rich. He says, I was talking with a colleague about this issue, and the Waco story came up. I don't know much about the Waco deal. What exactly did happen at Waco? Although I live in Austin, Texas now, back when that happened, I was in New York City, and I had no clue as to what was going on in politics, nor did I care. 9/11 changed my life. Since then, I've been looking at government and politics, and my view has been moving more towards libertarianism ever since. Perhaps you can talk about this on your show and educate some of us who don't know the details. So, what happened with that whole Waco thing, Malish?
Well, as you know, last night we quoted Alan Dershowitz, or you did, from an email, saying that the government has a tendency to go after the SOBs, that was the terminology. SOBs first, and then once they get their precedent set with SOBs, then they come after the rest of us.
Right.
It's very motivating.
And he's right.
Quote. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that David Koresh, SOB. Just to be clear.
He's a guy who believed he was Jesus.
Yeah. And may have been touching children.
We don't know about that.
Inappropriately. That's may have been.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We can't. It's difficult to prove.
Especially since they're dead now.
But some people have alleged that, and some people that weren't just in the law. I mean, you know, they had witnesses.
Let's point this out, though. This guy obviously was charismatic to an extent because he believed he was Jesus. He created a compound in Waco, Texas, and he recruited people. This is as I understand it. I'm not fully informed on all this either, but as I understand the situation, correct me if I'm wrong, he created a compound, and he had his believers move into this compound where they purchased rifles and purchased guns and did target practice out there. It was
a large
it was a large property. I don't know, you know, the variety of weapons they have, but it was a very large property, very large compound, and these people lived there, and they lived there peacefully, apparently. You know, these people voluntarily moved in with this guy on his property.
Right.
He was wanted for something. I don't know what it was. It might have been something innocuous, like not paying his property taxes. I'm not even sure what it was that the cops wanted him for. But there was a warrant out for this man's arrest for something.
Right.
And they decided that he didn't show up for a court date. They'd sent him a summons, and he was supposed to show up at court, and he didn't show up. And so, well, when that happens, the government gets mighty angry.
Yeah, they don't like it when they tell them that their courts don't mean much to you.
Even though it was known around Waco, when it was known around the area that this guy, on a regular basis, went out for morning runs and went out for jogs, jogged into town, for instance, and jogged back, they decided to not bother to wait for him to come out of his compound, which they could have done. I mean, you have to leave at some point. They could have staked it out and caught him on the way out.
Instead, they thought they'd lay siege to this place, and ended up killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, they destroyed the compound. They destroyed the people inside it, including the children that were there. And it was just a tragic, tragic event of the police state out of control. Kind of a harbinger of things to come here in America, and that's what happened with Waco. Hour 2 on the way, 800-259-5791. Video game bill possibly making it a felony to sell games. Coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.